Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adore Udoji is off this morning. It's Friday, and of course, that means movies. And I want to introduce my colleague Sharon Waxman from Los Angeles. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Sharon is a veteran journalist from all over the world, most recently of the New York Times, covering Hollywood and the entertainment industry, and now she's an L.A. blogger. Sharon, I wanted to invite you here to talk about the movies, and of course, the biggest movie coming out is WALL-E. Is WALL-E big in your house?
WALL-E's going to be big in our house. I want to see it.
Well, the reviews from like Rotten Tomatoes are like 95%. It's getting 5 stars already, but there can be no wilder anticipation for a movie than WALL-E in my house, a movie about an environmental catastrophe on Earth and a little robot.
700 years into the future, mankind will leave our planet, leaving Earth's cleanup in the hands of one incredible machine.
A movie with no actors and computer-generated dialogue. Wow, Hollywood's got to love that. It's a movie about robots, and it's just a natural.
Robots do cool stuff.
It's my 6-year-old son, Zachary. Sharon, you hear him? I sat him and his twin sister, Regan, down yesterday and discovered that despite little exposure to TV and perhaps just a theater trailer, Disney has fully invaded their consciousness with WALL-E. I mean, I asked my two kids, what's the elevator pitch about this movie? And they actually had an answer. This is my daughter, Regan.
Basically, all he really wants is like a friend. And then he sees Eve and he's like, oh. And Eve doesn't really go like that. She just wants to be friends with WALL-E. But WALL-E sees that he's found a friend, which he's always wished.
Do you believe that?
Wow.
That is some
market research, I got to tell you. That's fantastic.
I know. And, you know, they describe it as a relationship movie. It's about WALL-E and his friend Eve, and Eve is stronger and WALL-E is cuter. And you know, they actually told me that, you know, robot movies don't always work for kids. They don't go for just any robots. The characters, my 6-year-old said, have to be believable.
Well, WALL-E is not one of those big robots that can stand up and sort of chase you. No? WALL-E is that cute kind of robot. And robots just, you know, have to be sort of funny and, yeah, sometimes scary.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, we don't do Terminator, my 6-year-olds, but scary is good. But the part that really amazed me was this, Sharon. I call it the Disney effect, where anticipation for a movie becomes the deep longing for an object, in this case, a personal robot slave. Do you want a robot?
Yeah, sort of. Clean up stuff and organize. It'd be cool.
We all want a robot to clean up stuff and organize, but, you know, then it actually got worse when I continued this line of questioning.
It'd be cool to be one.
You want to be a robot?
I do.
My kids want to be robots. The world has ended. You know, 700 years in the future, robots rule the world. That's just fine to my 6-year-olds. Disney has invaded their minds, Sharon.
Well, it's not just Disney, actually. It's Pixar. The thing about Pixar, it's very, very few things that people in Hollywood or companies in Hollywood have been able to do this. Disney has established a brand, but Pixar is its own brand. So
Sharon,
you know it's Pixar, your chances of it being a good movie are pretty darn good.
Sharon, stay with us. I want to talk about the impending Screen Actors Guild strike. Stay with us. We are the robots.